This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's massive redevelopment of the parking lots around Ball Arena involved a lot of negotiating with the community. Denverite's Andrew Kenny says the 6,000-unit project will take about 25 years.
So the Kroenke organization, for well over a year, negotiated with all these different groups, from neighborhood groups to other institutions around the area, to find out from them what would it take for them to be okay with this major new development. So from the looks of it, the community was able to, in exchange for their support, get a lot of specific benefits. It seems that was important in convincing council members to go along with this plan.
Denverite's Andrew Kenny. In Adams County, domestic violence fatalities fell from 17 to 5 in just 1 year. District Attorney Brian Mason says that's tied to efforts in his community to understand the level of danger a survivor is facing from their abuser. Adams is one of 36 counties with a domestic violence high-risk team, and soon they'll have a family justice center.
When we require a domestic violence victim to go to multiple locations and travel hundreds of miles and use hundreds of hours, we put them at greater risk. And a family justice center eliminates that risk.
The centers are where survivors can get help when escaping domestic violence. In El Paso County, sheriff's deputies could get a raise. Sheriff Joe Roybal made the funding request to county commissioners Tuesday. If it's approved, the sheriff's salary would not be among those that increase. There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.